Want success? Be way above average. Don't waste your time and resources looking for the secret to success. You simply won't find it because it does not exist. There is no secret to success. If you really want to become successful, you must first realize that there are no shortcuts to the top. Success and its related freedom has a price tag. You're going to have to pay full price to achieve it. There are no bargain basements. There are no offer-counteroffer price negotiations. Pay full price in advance in order to achieve your personal success and freedom. That is the only way to get it done. It is going to take lots and lots of both hard and smart work. You cannot be lazy and ever expect to become successful. Life just doesn't work that way. God uses legs, not elevators or escalators, to get you to the top. You are going to have to climb the ladder of success. You will stumble and fall and bruise your knees and legs. You might even tear some holes in your garments or scuff up your shoes a little. That's okay. Completing the journey is all well worth it. Once you start your upward climb, never quit climbing until you reach the top. That is the one way to guarantee you will make it. Successful people are ordinary people who will, without complaint, do what the average unsuccessful person refuses to do. Now let's define what is meant by average. Average is the bottom of the top. Or, if you prefer, it can also be defined as the top of the bottom. In reality, it is nowhere. Average is the middle. It is insignificant. It is above the bottom, but below the top. It is not too hot, nor is it too cold. It won't boil, and it won't freeze. It is, at best, totally neutral. You do not want to be average. You cannot move forward when the gear shift is in neutral. Thinking wrong, believing wrong, and confessing wrong always leads to an undesirable end. The result of such behavior is an unhappy, mediocre, and unprofitable way of life. I don't think that is what you're after, is it? And yet the world around you keeps telling you that it is okay to be average. As a matter of fact, most all of the comparisons made in any field of endeavor by the so-called or self-proclaimed authorities within each field always compares acceptable performance to the average. How many times and places have you read or heard the phrase, as compared to average? That is the mental programming every child goes through on their way to becoming productive, self-sufficient adults. Sadly, here is what happens to these youngsters over the long run of living their lives to senior maturity. Having spent their lives comparing themselves to average, far too many people in our world today come to the end of their productive years far short of the mark or target that they had originally intended to reach. Let's just be barefaced honest with one another. You have been programmed directly or indirectly through a government-owned and operated public school system, whether you knew it or not, to doubt, to fear the unknown, to be negative, to disbelieve, and to be skeptical. Such programming almost guarantees your ultimate long-term economic failure. Far worse than that, you have been taught that the best way to generate income on which to live, work, play, and have all of your dreams become realities is by getting a good job and working at it for 40 to 45 years and then retire and live a leisurely life happily ever after. Total nonsense. Doesn't work that way. Don't believe me? Just check out the government-published statistics of the Social Security system, 98% of those people who reach the age of 65 in the United States today are dead or broke or both. If you don't know where you're going, you won't like where you wind up. If, on the other hand, your desire is to be way above average, then you must begin immediately to start thinking about your success, to start becoming a better person than you presently are, to start believing bigger and better than you presently believe, and finally to start striving to become a person who is way above average. In other words, you must begin developing the right kind of mental processes that will permit you to be successful. Success is not an accident. Success is a planned event. The world around you is almost all negative. It has been estimated that about 98% of your mental environment is negative. This environment is largely made up of the things you read, the people with whom you associate, radio, television, movies, newspapers, the internet, all sources of data, knowledge, and all the other junk that you allow to enter into your own mind on a daily basis. That is certainly a major amount. The point is that you, as a human being, are a product of your mental environment. Unless and until you do something very significant to change your mental environment, it will ultimately shape and form all of your thoughts, words, and actions. Your thoughts precede everything you do. So your mental environment will ultimately determine the type and lifestyle that you will live while you are here on this earth. The old phrase, garbage in, garbage out, is as true today as it was in ancient times, as it was when computers first came into our midst, and as it remains to be today. The good news is that no matter who you are and no matter what type of programming you have been given up to this point in your life, you can change. You can do something about it. You can make things in your life better for you. But you are going to have to work to make this change happen. The key to making the change, to turning the negatives into positives, to moving forward and upward with your life, is for you to begin developing and living the rest of your life with a positive mental attitude. William James stated, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that men can change their circumstances by changing their attitude of mind." Now think about this statement for a moment. You can change your thoughts by changing your input. What goes in must come out. You can now put yourself into the unique position to where you can control your future because you have the power to control your own thoughts. Success always begins with a decision. It is imperative that such a decision must always be backed up with solid, persistent effort in order to permit the decision to be accomplished. So if you decide you are going to become successful and begin a process of turning your dreams into reality, then you will need some sort of legal business vehicle to operate for a profit. You will then use your own talents and abilities to put forth a concentrated and prolonged effort in order to achieve the financial resources required to realize your dreams. I sincerely hope you can see the flow of process and events that establish the entry and the beginning and the completing of your own journey to your success. Hold on! It will only take you the rest of your life to complete your journey. Enjoy it. Having said all of that, let's summarize my message. In order for you to become way above average and thereby position yourself to start your journey to the top, you are going to have to take total charge of your own mind and its thought processes. You have to change your mental environment. You need to cut off all negative, improper, dishonest, and ungodly thoughts and ideas. Change your associations with other people who represent anything other than positive elements. Study God's Word and the truth that it contains. Read Success Principle and Positive Mental Attitude books. Begin to educate yourself as to how to achieve the level of success that you desire. Start dreaming again about the things that could and should be in your life. Become enthusiastic about being alive and having the health that you have. Be thankful and grateful for the blessings that you have right now in your present situation, even if you don't think you have many. Start right from where you are with only that which you presently have. In reality, if you are honest with yourself, you have a great many blessings for which to be thankful. Stop and count them. List them. Thank God for them. Go to work. Use whatever amount of ability you presently possess. Use it as best you are able. Seek wise and experienced counsel from people who have actually done what it is that you are attempting to do. Follow their guidance to the letter. Don't let anyone steal your dreams, and don't listen to the critics. Lastly, and most importantly, don't permit yourself to get distracted. When you get knocked down, get up. Fight another round and never, never quit. No man can stop the man or woman who won't be stopped. Leaders gotta lead.